I received a WhatsApp from a friend, Catherine, last week saying, Amy, I'm not sure how much longer you're filling in for Pippa, but please, can you have a conversation about what we are supposed to do with our children during the school holidays and lockdown? So Rafiq and I got to work trying to find somebody that would give us some advice. We approached Cape Town Tourism, the Inside Guide, the Cape Towner, Cape Town, etc., pretty much everybody, to try and find out what we can and can't do during the holidays. And 90% of people that we spoke to were very reluctant to come on the show and talk to us because nobody really seems to know. And it changes from one day to the next. Rafiq and I have obtained a few lists of what's open and what's not. One of the lists listed Greenpoint Park as an activity to do with your children. Rafiq went there yesterday with his family and it was closed. They were not allowed in. So we obviously can't rely on the information out there. And while some of the attractions in Cape Town are still open, certain museums are open. The aquarium is open to limited numbers. I believe Table Mountain Cableway is open. But I would advise you to call ahead and make sure, because at any time the situation can change. Somebody can potentially be infected with COVID and whatever attraction you're planning to visit can be shut down at a moment's notice. So joining us now to explore alternative entertainment for our children over the holidays is parent blogger Lynn Haseman. Lynn, you're on the line from Langebaan. Good afternoon.
Hi. Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely great, and it's an absolute pleasure to be here today. It was quite a surprise.
Well, thank you. We are looking forward to our conversation. We've got parents, and not just my friend Catherine, but many other parents messaging us saying, what can we do with our children over the holidays? The beaches are closed, parks are closed, dams are closed. How do I keep my children stimulated and safe without just throwing them in front of a screen?
Well, that's a biggie because, when I first got the email from Rafiq, I thought, well, you know this thing called YouTube?
Every parent's best friend.
Look, YouTube has got its time and its place. But I think, the most important thing I feel is that it's about balance. So for me, keeping my kids entertained is not just about me going and, setting up stuff that they're going to do every single day at home, because that's not going to be kind of very helpful for my children or very helpful for myself. And I actually find holidays in general before COVID, I find holidays very distressing because I work full-time from home. And then you have a holiday with your children at home and it makes it really difficult to keep earning an income, keep your children happy, entertain them, and, keep everybody happy and mentally healthy. And, it's really, really tough. So what I like to do is, even though it's during school holidays, I find it's almost more important to have a routine than during school time. Mm. So what I like to do is split up each day into certain things. And I tell my children to help me create the routine. So it's part of keeping them busy is actually creating the routine. And what's important for me is that I get a bit of work time every morning and every afternoon. Mm. And what's important for them is that they can go and run off their energy before I do my work so that they were actually quiet and happy when I'm working. So, and then what I do, so basically how I divide the day is into chores, into exercise, into indoor games, free play, screen time, and then like sort of crafts and activities. So doing, even the chores, you can get them cooking and doing shopping lists, cleaning, gardening, baking, and all of that is stuff that basically helps me as a mom because I can't do it all on my own. But also it keeps them busy at the same time, and it's something that we all do together. So I find that, slotting in a chore time for us all to work together to do stuff really essential. And, you wouldn't ultimately think of that as like a holiday activity, mm. But I find that really essential.
If you just joined the conversation, I'm talking to Lynn Haselman. She's a parent blogger, and she's giving us advice on what to do with our children over this terribly long school holiday during lockdown. If you've got a question for Lynn or you've got a suggestion on what you're doing to keep your children busy, give us a call on 021-446-0567 or WhatsApp 072-567-1567. Lynn, I really like your idea of breaking up the day into segments and having a routine, but I'm curious to know also, as a working mom, how many of those segments during the day involve you? And so how much of your day are you allocating to entertaining or keeping your children busy?
Well, what I do is the first section every morning. If my children don't get my attention, and if they don't get out and exercise, then we're all going to have a problem, you know. And I listened to your interview with Clarissa, and I love that she brought up the mental health aspect. Okay, it was about blended families, but she got onto COVID and mental health. But this is, it's a really big part of keeping the kids busy and active and everybody healthy. Mm. I mean, I'm sure I don't speak for myself, but holidays can be seriously frustrating. And my plan for this holiday was to have a lot of beach time. We actually live on the beach, so we can see the beach right from our window, but we can't go onto the beach.
It must be torture.
It's, in a day like this, it is so hot. We could throw a stone from our stoop into the water.
No.
So, you know, I think, you know, the mental health side of it is really, really hard. And getting your child outside the house is absolutely essential. But like you said, you know, going to the aquarium, it's indoors. It might be packed. It might be closed. You don't know. So we want to go and have fun, have an activity that is safe, that gets the kids outdoors, and that gets everybody moving. So what the first thing I do every single day is all of us get up and we go for a walk. And that gets my exercise in, because quite frankly, my clothes have shrunk over lockdown.
Mine too.
I know. It must be the new washing powder that I'm using or something. But you know, I've got to get out and I've got to walk, and that's how I've got to start my day. And my children do as well. So, you know, to get out there and have a walk as a family, it kind of ticks every single box.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we get home, we do some tidying up, we do a bit of chores, we do breakfast, and the kids help me with absolutely everything. And so that takes you to like maybe 9 o'clock or 9:30, and everybody's, you know, they're busy, we're all together. And then what I do is I give them something else to do on their own. And when they have their bit of screen time, which is usually sort of 3-4 o'clock at the end of the day after they've done all their running and stuff as a reward, then they can, you know, they can YouTube or whatever. But I often say to them, why don't you guys find some fun activities? How do you make Play-Doh? How do you make, you know, the bath foam? What do you guys want to do? Do you want to bake cookies? Go find a recipe and we can bake it tomorrow. So that's kind of educational. So it ticks that box. It gives them their screen time, which they absolutely love. And it's them getting a new activity for the next day.
So, I mean, it sounds all good and well, but Lynn, it must require quite a lot of your time planning and coming up with these activities. We've got another WhatsApp from a listener saying sand art is creative and entertaining. Kids love it. I agree, but it all comes down to a parent having to manage that. Now we're doing sand art and here are the things that you need.
Well, look, it depends on the age of your child. If you've got a 4-year-old, you can't say, go onto Google and go find a recipe to bake cookies.
Exactly.
And that's certainly not going to work. And I remember when I had a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, because there's 2 years between my two kids, it was an absolute nightmare. And of course, then you've really got to, you know, get in with it and do a lot of planning. So that's tough. My kids are now 9 and 7. So I can give it to the older one and say, go find cookies. And he must, you know, my son must sit with her and they must talk about it and, you know, find something that works for both of them. And then I get them to make the shopping list together, all the ingredients. So I'm kind of handing it over to them, but I'm including it in part of their routine. So, you know, if you've got the younger children that are like 2 and 4 years old, a really cool thing to do is to get hold of one of those companies that do those activity boxes. So BB Box or Wacky Box, or I think it's called Pop It Post. You can just Google that online. And then instead of you having to, you know, put together a lot of the stuff and do a lot of Google searches to find things to do, it all comes to you you know, age appropriate stuff in a box ready to go with instructions.
Oh, that's great.
No, it's absolutely fantastic. And I did a lot of that when the kids were younger so that you don't have to. I mean, I'm tired of thinking. At the end of the day, I don't want to think about what am I going to do tomorrow to keep these kids entertained. It's really, really tough. Another great thing to do is, I thought, you know who would have been amazing for this interview? Fun Mama, Judy McGregor. I don't know if you've heard of her.
I haven't.
Oh, she's fantastic. I actually did some activities with her recently at her house in Komaki before we all locked down completely. And she, you know, she does the most. I always see her with her son Hamish on, you know, on social media and on her website. And she does the most fun stuff. And she's got a group on Facebook called Fun Mama Rainbow Kids. So she's always coming up with great ideas to do with your children. And then there's also, you know, you can go look on Pinterest. And if you look on Pinterest, there are, I mean, you get activities coming out of your nose for young kids, free printables, that sort of thing. So that makes it a lot easier to plan everything.
Great. If you've just joined the conversation, I'm talking to Lynn Haseman. She's a parent blogger and she's giving us some inspiration on what to do with our children during this lockdown holiday. And I suppose, Lynn, you know, I say, oh, well, if we do sand art or we're doing arts and crafts, we still have to engage. But I suppose if you're loading your kids and into the car and taking them to the beach, you still have to be present, don't you? So ultimately.
Oh, totally.
So, I mean, the fact of the matter is that keeping your kids during the school holidays does take your time and attention, regardless of what you're doing. So it's interesting. We just have to, I guess, reprogram our minds to think of different ways to keep it fun and interesting and manage the situation.
Well, I think also with setting a daily routine, what's important that I do with my children is I literally block out a section of time and I say to them, that 3 hours is mine for work. What are you going to do? You know, and it's they actually get to understand, okay, from 8 to 9 we walk, from 9 to 10 we do breakfast, from 10 to 1 mommy works and we're going to build a fort, or we're going to play Pictionary or charades, or we're going to have a dance off, or, you know, so they know what they're going to be doing during that time. And, you know, it's the same with school. Once they get into a routine and they understand what's expected of them, obviously not the 2-year-olds, but, you know, when they're a little bit older, they can really get into it themselves, and then they know 1 o'clock, it's here. Come, let's go get mom. Let's drag her off her laptop. I think the routine part is exceptionally important.
I really like that idea. If you're at home listening to this conversation and you want to comment, please do so. Or if you've got a question for Lynn, please just give us a call, 021-446-0567, 072-567-1567. Also, share your ideas of interesting ways that you've been keeping your kids busy and not tearing your hair out during this exceptionally long school holiday. Lynn, are people able to take inspiration from your blog or your website? And if so, where do they go to find that?
I've got some kids' activities on my blog, definitely, and I've got, you know, different blog posts of different things that people can do, things that kids can do during the holidays. They can go to kabouti.com. It's KABOUTJIE.
Kabouti.com.
That's it, yeah.
We've got a WhatsApp here that's just come in saying, hi, I love this discussion. It's so important for children to keep socializing, which is difficult during these times when we're meant to be staying at home. She's talking about her holiday program called Curious Chameleons. But is this something that you also recommend, Lynn, scheduling play dates for your children?
Definitely. We've stopped seeing people because we're in a hot spot. So we're staying at home. But during the kids' screen time, I give them each an hour every afternoon, and they can play games or they can watch YouTube. And what I often ask them to do is actually just do a video WhatsApp with one of their friends, because I think that's one of the hardest things. And, you know, I was listening to Clarissa earlier on about the mental health aspect, and I'm a recovering alcoholic and drug addict, and I've got bipolar. And I'm 12 years clean now, but I can say that, you know, the mental health, my mental health and a lot of people I've spoken to, and even the children, it's been devastating, the effect that COVID has had. Mm. And I look at my, especially my youngest child, during the first hard lockdown, he had at least one big daily meltdown. And I think it's incredibly hard on our children, especially when they don't have the same tools that we have. So one of the things that I'm not doing it so much now, but during the first hard lockdown, I schedule time every day with each child just to talk about their feelings, their friends, where they're missing school, what are they struggling with. And I found that that really helped my son cope. And, you know, how do I put it? Being an addict in recovery, I don't have the natural inclination towards healthy coping mechanisms, to put it politely, you know. My natural way of coping with things is not healthy. You know, I mean, clearly, you know, picking up drugs or alcohol is not a good way to try and solve your problems or to cope. So I've had to learn a lot of tools, and I've actually found that incredibly helpful during lockdown. And one of the things that addicts don't do is they don't talk, they don't open up, they don't get vulnerable with their feelings. And I find that sharing these things with my children and getting them to open up and talk has been a really important part of what we do every day.
I really like that. You've given us so much insight and valuable advice. Thank you. Lynn Haseman on the line from Langebaan. She's the owner of Kaboki website and a parent blogger, just throwing out some ideas on what we can do to keep our children busy and safe during this very, very long lockdown holiday.